Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today is about the freedom I have been given by this great country of ours and how I use it. This show is not a forum for politics. It is always my intention to give you both sides of an environmental issue and allow you to decide, hence using your freedom. So here's my story. All of my grandparents made their way from Italy to America. One of my grandfather's names is on the wall at Ellis Island. I have filmed for Joey B's outdoor adventure. You could watch it at joeyb.tv, joeybe.tv. I was kayaking past Ellis Island on the way to the Statue of Liberty. How historic is that? How Americana is that? How much, it's like you want to talk about freedom. Well, there's the Statue of Liberty. But don't go to that episode because you need to listen to this. Well, my parents worked hard to make a better life for my sisters and I. They instilled in us the importance of education, proudly watching our collegiate achievements and the pursuit of our careers. It was at this juncture in my life that I used the freedom afforded me to make decisions that would mold me into the man I am today. In many countries, they are very specific as to what you must take course-wise. Like, it's very rigid. Like, hey, we still need to take core courses, but outside of that, we get to mold ourselves into who we are. Well, at Rutgers University, I was allowed to explore all the science courses pertaining to the outdoors, from being inside the greenhouses to being out in the field. And I actually thought with one of my undergraduate degrees in botany, because I had taken all these classes, hey, no joke, if you needed to find me on campus, I was in the greenhouse. I just love being there, love plants. Well, when I graduated, one of my first interviews was for a company, a seed company, a major seed company in our country, and they wanted me as a geneticist to create better species, better types of lettuces. Well, this was the freedom that allowed me to truly find out who I was. You see, sometimes, and you're going to see as the story goes on, other countries do not allow this to happen. So back to Rutgers University, I went for education. And you go, wait, I thought you were going to be educated. Well, I also ended up with a degree in teaching. And I figured out that it was my job to teach our youth about the outdoors. So I went from botany, biology, to getting a degree. And you see, and this is what you're allowed to do. And I taught classes in astronomy, and I love that. In meteorology, actually, this past week, Gabby was asking me about tornadoes. And I told her, one of my professors in meteorology, and I actually came close to getting a minor in it. So I love the coursework there. And he was a storm chaser with tornadoes. And I explained to Gabby what storm chasers do. And I had first-hand knowledge because one of my professors, that's what he did. And I also taught classes in environmental science, makes sense, and you'll see why. In geology, which I love, botany. And it gave me the freedom to continue my education. What do you mean, continue on? Yeah. Well, in grad school, I became an environmental scientist because, again, being in the outdoors, get it? Joey B. Outdoors, science and nature. I just needed to be there. And I was able to do research on grizzly bears, wolves, kestrels, turkey vocalization, and non-native plant species. Well, you see, learning a little bit about the genetics behind products and learning the genetics behind how to develop plants. I was also the director of the Chili Pepper Research Lab, which I worked with the largest grower of chili peppers in our country. That was just an awesome, awesome experience. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. You see, in many countries, because of economics, you are forced to join the workforce at an early age. education is secondary or non-existent, because survival is imperative, meaning you need to find a way to go put food on the table. Well, my only concern, and this is why I truly mean that I'm blessed and freedom is great, my only concern this weekend is, are we going kayaking, biking, fishing, or maybe a combination of all of them? This is because when given the opportunity from my parents and the choice of an educated future, I am able to spend time with my family and friends in the great outdoors, hopefully sharing with the younger generation of my family and friends a little bit more, hopefully teaching, again, these are some of my best friends growing up, a little bit more about the outdoors, but more important, just having fun. So here is my non-political statement. Whether you are a Democrat, Republican, or independent, please take the time to read the Constitution. Yes, it will take some time, but you will see that it was written in such a manner by our forefathers to give us the freedom each person is entitled to and deserves. So on America's birthday, let freedom ring. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.